Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on brainstorming techniques. This podcast forms part of a mini-series on working in groups or teams. Many people have heard the term brainstorming, but few actually know what it means. Brainstorming is a creative thinking technique in widespread international use. And brainstorming was pioneered and developed by Alex Osborne, an American advertising executive, during the 1930s. It can be defined as a means of getting a large number of ideas from a group of people in a very short time. There are three important components to this definition. Firstly, brainstorming does and is intended to produce a large quantity of ideas. The second point is that brainstorming is by definition a group problem-solving technique. While individuals can practice the principles on their own, they would be very unlikely to come up with the range of ideas that a group would typically produce, having no opportunity to cross-fertilise ideas with others. As far as group size is concerned, this can be flexible to a point. If the group is too large, for example more than 20, the process can become rather unwieldy. If too small, less than 6, then the flow of ideas may be inhibited. And lastly, as regards the duration of any brainstorm, it is best to keep it snappy to encourage spontaneity and more creative thinking. The brainstorm should end when people have dried up. This means that in most cases, brainstorm exercises should last for no longer than between 2 or 4 minutes. There are 4 main stages in the brainstorming process. Number 1, stating the problem. Where the session leader states the problem and explains it to all participants so that all start from the same point. Those taking part should ideally have been given some advance warning of the nature of the problem or the background. Number 2, restating the problem. At this stage, the problem is restated in a number of different ways, with each restatement being prefaced by the words "how to". This forces the group to stand back from the problem, to examine it from different angles. This stage is intended to ensure that the group brainstorms the right problem, and often results in the problem being presented in an entirely new light. Ultimately, 1 or 2 of the restatements offered are selected for brainstorming and written on a flip chart or similar for all to see. These final restatements of the problem are prefaced with the phrase, "In how many ways can we?" to stimulate ideas and solutions in a simple and brief way. 3. Brainstorming the restatement. The main body of the session in which a free flow of ideas is encouraged. There are a number of critical points to bear in mind at this stage. Initially, the group should go for quantity of ideas, not quality. That comes later. Wild, facetious ideas should be encouraged, since they invariably lead to viable solutions. Participants should feel free to laugh, but not at each other's ideas. No judgment of the value of ideas is permitted while the brainstorm is in progress. Silence is not an option. If you're there, you must contribute and not merely observe. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, All ideas put forward should be recorded on the flip chart immediately for all to see. This helps visualise the problem and encourages people to build on ideas proposed by others. Stage 4, evaluating the ideas produced. Where the brainstorm session itself was a creative thought process, we must return to analytical or logical thought for the evaluation stage and consider the value and quality of each idea. The evaluation should not be done by the whole group. Apart from being too expensive, discussions can become heated where one member defends a pet idea that the rest of the group would prefer to eliminate. It is better for a small panel of members, usually two or three people, to complete the evaluation, freeing all others to return to work and subsequently informing them of the ideas finally selected for more detailed examination. The evaluation should include the elimination of duplicates and a discussion regarding the pros and cons of each idea. So to conclude, brainstorming sessions, whether as a separate event or a one-off meeting agenda item, can and should be fun. Apart from stimulating ideas, they are very useful for team building. They can be used at all levels in an organisation, whatever its business, and can produce ideas for a surprisingly diverse range of problems. It is important to keep the technique in perspective. It is simply another management tool to be used as appropriate. And this ends the podcast on brainstorming techniques.